With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Legislation aiming to secure the social and economic future of Coal Strip and the community sustained in part by the town's coal-fired plant passed out of the Senate today. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Senate Bill 338 received wide bipartisan support as it passed two key votes Thursday afternoon. The bill would put greater restrictions and guidelines on how the operators of the two older electricity-generating units in Coal Strip are allowed to shut down. Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny from Coal Strip says the bill isn't supposed to penalize the companies for leaving, but help set expectations for when they do. He says the bill also guarantees money for the community of Coal Strip.
No, it's not a payday for Coal Strip. What it does is backfill the school districts, backfills the local county taxes, and just as important is it brings some money back to the state.
Coal Strip Units 1 and 2 are expected to shut down by 2022, at the very latest, as a result of a lawsuit settled last year between the plant's owners and environmental groups. Opponents to the bill, including the out-of-state owners of the Coal Strip power plant, say this bill will hurt Montana's business climate and it serves as an exit fee for power developers. SB 338 passed out of the Senate on a 43-6 vote and will now move into the House for debate. I'm Corin Cates-Carney,